Hey everyone, welcome back to CinemaScope, the podcast where we dive deep into the world of film, culture, and the stories that inspire us. Today, we're rolling out the red carpet for Hollywood's biggest night, the 2025 Academy Awards. If you didn't watch the show yet, don't worry, I've got you covered. And we're going to be breaking down the night's biggest wins, Conan O'Brien being the host, the unexpected and jaw-dropping moments that have everyone, including me, talking. And yeah, if you don't know me, hi, I'm Céline from the second year of Fine Arts School of Aix-en-Provence. And you might also recognize me as the redheaded girl with probably blue eyeshadow. And you're listening to Radio Zai. Okay, so I think the first thing we need to talk about is Anora, because it was kind of like the 2025 version of the last year's Oscars, where Oppenheimer won every single big award. And like, if you don't know the film, Anora is a 2024 film by Sean Baker, and it tells us the story of a young sex worker from Brooklyn, New York, who gets a chance at a Cinderella story when she meets and impulsively marries the son of the Russian oligarch. But once the news reaches Russia, her fairy tale is threatened as the parents set out for New York to get the marriage annulled. So, let me break it down for you. Anora won 5 awards, including Best Picture, Best Director, Film Editing, Best Original Screenplay, and also Best Leading Actress, which went to Mikey Madison, who played Anora in the film. So all the 4 awards I listed before the Best Actress went to Sean Baker himself, as he wrote, directed, produced, and edited the film himself. And he became basically the second person to have achieved this throughout the history of the Academy Awards, which is crazy. The first person who won 4 awards in one night is, like, I don't know if you know him, it's been a while since he's dead, but it was a little like indie filmmaker called Walt Disney. So yeah, Walt Disney achieved this in 1954 for multiple films, not only one, like multiple films. So basically Sean Baker created a new record all by himself, we can say. And like, it's crazy. And like, I wasn't expecting this at all, let me tell you. I'm not a fan of Anora. The movie is said to be a comedy drama, but I honestly couldn't see what the comedy was exactly in the movie. And it reminded me a little of the movie Saltburn, if you have seen that one, in terms of the plot. And I really don't have good thoughts about that movie. In any aspect, I don't like that movie. If you follow me on Letterboxd, you know. Overall, the movie didn't impress me or give me any new feelings. Although it's nice that a director like Sean Baker, who defends indie and independent films, encourages people to go to the cinema and takes care about everything in the movie, won an award. I didn't think the movie itself deserved all of these awards, to be honest. My guess for the Best Picture was either The Brutalist or Conclave, so I was pretty shocked when Anora was announced. But the thing that didn't shock me, though, was Mikey Madison winning the Best Actress with the movie. I think she was very successful in this role, and like, she pulled it off really well. And it was kind of obvious that she was going to win this award to me. There were also many people who expected the Best Actress award to go to Demi Moore for her role in The Substance. And for that, everybody was like so shocked when Mikey Madison won this award. I can't relate, I think. As you may or may not know, Demi Moore already won the Golden Globe for Best Actress. And I was thinking this time, okay, this time is going to be Mikey Madison. Also, there are many people who say that Demi Moore can get another Oscar in the future and it's okay if she didn't win this time. And that might be true, but I honestly think that it would be difficult to get another remarkable body horror film like The Substance being a nominee in the Oscars, and such an extraordinary role for Demi Moore also. I guess we'll see in the future. It's really a subject of debate, but yeah, let's see. So let's talk about other categories in the show. Best Actor, Best Leading Actor went to Adrien Brody, with his role in The Brutalist, directed by Bradley Cooper. When I watched The Brutalist in the cinema, I, like, in the first 5 minutes, I was like, yeah, Adrien Brody is going to win this award. I think it was kind of obvious for me. So I guessed it correctly a bit. And we also have to talk about Adrien Brody's speech during the Oscars. But I guess I'm going to leave that for the end of the episode. Next, we have Best Supporting Actor, who went to Kieran Culkin with the film A Real Pain, directed by Jesse Eisenberg. And he also plays the leading role in the film. I guessed this correctly also. I didn't watch A Real Pain yet. When I watch it, I would love to make a review. But even if I didn't watch the film, with all the trailers I saw of the film and all the hype on the internet, I think I guessed it correctly just by the energy, you know? Best Supporting Actress went to Zoe Saldana with her role in Emilia Perez. She also won the Golden Globes with this role. Me, honestly, I was thinking either Zoe Saldana or Felicity Jones, but I was saying Zoe Saldana because, yeah, it was kind of expected also. But Felicity Jones also had a very brilliant performance in The Brutalist. And next we have animated feature film. And oh my God, guys, like, I can't express myself enough about how much I'm happy that this award went to Flow. Flow was such an amazing experience, such a spectacular, extraordinary film. It was like a breath of fresh air, honestly. It's something else for me, something else in my heart. It will be always. If you don't know Flow, Flow is a non-dialogue, independent, low-budget Latvian film made by Gintis Balodis and his crew. And in the film, we follow a black cat trying to survive along with other animals in a seemingly post-apocalyptic world as the water level dramatically rises. I'm so happy Flo won this because, like, it shows how important it is to do independent films and to give awards to independent films which are not done by big companies like Disney, Pixar, or DreamWorks. I don't know, this is such a big achievement. Flow was such a low budget film, and it's a movie that's done entirely in Blender, guys. I'm not kidding, like, all of the movie in Blender, and we learned Blender in school. Like, oh my God, I would love to do a special episode about Flow because I have a lot of things to say about Flow. I was also sad that Memoir of a Snail couldn't get this award. Memoir of a Snail also holds another place in my heart, which is very special. So we have cinematography, and the cinematography award went to The Brutalist. I was guessing Nosferatu, to be honest. And I'm quite sad that Nosferatu by Robert Eggers couldn't win any awards. It was nominated for cinematography, production design, I think, for costume design, makeup, hair and makeup. But it didn't win anything. And it's quite sad. It's quite robbed, we can add. Costume design. Costume design went to Wicked and to Paul Tazwell. This was quite a nice moment in the history because Paul Tazwell actually became the first black man to win costume design. So it was quite emotional. Next we have directing, which went to Sean Baker. I honestly was thinking this was going to Kureli Farjad with The Substance. So there's this fact about the Oscars, which goes, of the 257 individual directors nominated in the history of the award, only 9 have been women. 9. And also, only 3 of the 76 winners have been women. That's kind of crazy. I honestly thought something would change and, like, it would go up to 4 instead of 3, but it didn't. It went to Sean Baker. I'm sad and disappointed for this because I was a fan of The Substance. And then we have documentary feature film, which went to No Other Land. This was another memorable moment throughout the Oscars awards because No Other Land was a film made by a Palestinian-Israeli collective of 4 activists in what they describe as an act of resistance on the path to justice during the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. So their speech was great. I recommend you to go watch it. Yeah, I'm happy that No Other Land won this. Film editing went to Anora by Sean B. International feature film went to I'm Still Here, and I'm so happy about that. If you don't know, I'm Still Here is a Brazilian political biographical drama directed by Walter Salles, and it takes us through the story of Eunice Paiva, a mother and activist coping with the forced disappearance of her husband, the politician Rubens Paiva, during the military dictatorship in Brazil. In this film, Fernanda Torres, who was playing Eunice Paiva, had such a touching and impressive performance. And the film itself also was so, so fascinating. I definitely recommend. Go watch this, guys, like in the cinema. You should watch it in the cinema, though. Don't wait it to drop online. Yeah, it's quite a cinematic experience, honestly. Makeup and hairstyling went to The Substance, as it should have. The practical effects in The Substance are, oh my god, like mouth-watering. Like, I don't know how to explain this, but literally I was in love with those, like the transformation of Elizabeth. I don't want to spoil the movie so much to you guys, but I'm sure you watched it, right? Like, I don't know, watch it. You should watch it. The decision to not do anything with computers, with CGI, is amazing. I love it, literally. Like, I did, you know that sometimes Demi Moore, when her makeup was getting done, she was waiting. She was sitting and waiting for 7 hours. It was taking 7 hours to do her makeup. Of course, it's gonna go to The Substance. Of course, like, no other option, sorry. Music original score went to The Brutalist. I thought it was going to be Wicked because it's a musical. I think it's a cliche guess. Yeah, it's The Brutalist. Music original song went to El Mal with Emilia Perez. I personally don't like the songs of Emilia Perez, although it's a musical. And it's funny because, like, I guessed, yeah, I think El Mal, and like, it won. It was quite a random guess for me. Production design went to Wicked. I was thinking it was going to be Dune Part 2, and let me tell you, Dune Part 2, it's such a shame that it was robbed. It was robbed, guys. It's sad that it's robbed. It's sad because it's a movie that came out early in the year, so it wasn't recognized so much in the awards show, but it was a spectacular movie. I personally didn't like Dune Part 1 as much, because the only thing that I could imagine while watching the film was Denis Villeneuve and like his crew going to a deserted island of like Ireland or on Iceland and filming the scenes there. Like, I couldn't cut the connection of the real world during the film. Like, I it couldn't take me to the universe of Dune. But maybe it was just for me. But yeah, it was a personal problem, I think. The part two was amazing, and I'm sad that it only got the technical awards as it did last year. It got sound and visual effects. It deserved it, of course, but it deserved more awards than this, in my opinion. Writing adapted screenplay went to Conclave, and Conclave was another film that I really put on a high segment in my head because, like, I don't know, for me it was a big film of 2024, but it only won, I think, this category, only this award, and that's surprising. I was honestly thinking, yeah, Best Picture's either going to be Conclave or The Brutalist, and, like, I had this, like, specific mathematical thing in my head saying that, yeah, so if Best Actor goes to Ralph Fiennes, The Brutalist is going to win Best Picture, and, like, if it's not, it's going to be the, like, reverse of that, and, like, it's so funny, like, why would I think of that? I don't even know. I'm also sad about this category because Sing Sing was another nominee, and I really loved Sing Sing, starring Coleman Domingo. Sing Sing is a film about a theater club in a prison that's called Sing Sing. The most remarkable thing of that movie was people who were actually in that theater club played themselves in the movie. So they weren't professional actors, they were just like, they gave life to themselves again in the movie, and that was amazing. And the last category we have is writing original screenplay, which went to Anora. My guess was The Substance, because I, again, don't understand what's original about Anora. Yeah. To conclude my little episode with you guys, I can talk about Adrien Brody's speech. Because, okay, here's the thing. Adrien Brody, I don't know if you saw like clips of the speech, but he spoke for 5 minutes and 40 seconds in total. Just to let you know, the normal duration that's given to you to speak when you win an award is like 45 to 50 seconds. So, yeah, this was quite unusual. This was the longest speech in the history, I think, of Oscars. And I don't know why he did this. I don't know why he persuaded doing this. I don't know. I don't want to say bad things so much, but I feel sad because the other people who won awards, for example, there's this moment that has been anchored in my head, which was when the live-action short film was announced and I'm Not a Robot won. So the directors went on the scene and Victoria Warmerdam, which is the director of the film, she literally like read the sign that was saying like, you have only 45 seconds. And she was like, oh, 45 seconds, haha, nice. This is gonna be brief. And like she talked and like she had to limit herself to 50 seconds. And it's so sad that like you make so big efforts, crazy efforts on a film. You win an award, you win an Oscar, then you're limited to 50 seconds. I think every person who wins an Oscar should at least get 2 to 3 minutes, because why not? Like they worked so hard for this and they deserve to speak the things they want to speak. And lastly, maybe I could rate Conan O'Brien with you guys a bit. Conan O'Brien for me was an okay host. He handled things quite nicely. I didn't laugh to his jokes, but it wasn't bad. It like he didn't made it uncomfortable for anyone in the show. So I might say he managed it really well. It wasn't a Ricky Gervais. It wasn't. For me, Ricky Gervais is the top tier of hosts. He is something else. I loved Ricky Gervais. He is one and only as a host. So yeah, I think that was quite it for our episode today. I hope you guys liked it. I hope you guys enjoyed. And what were your guesses? And what do you think about this year's Oscars? I would love to talk to you. I really would. So don't hesitate if you see me at school or somewhere else to come have a chat with me. I would love that. I'd prefer if you didn't come to my house though. Like that would be creepy a bit, but yeah. Thank you so much for listening and see you in another episode of CinemaScope. Bye.